From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today we continue our Minding Your Money series with a focus on young people. In a minute, we'll hear about research that shows school-age African Americans don't know as much about finance as other teens. But first, college students and credit card debt. Students get easy credit, and then they face monthly interest payments that they just can't meet. After graduation, some juggle credit card payments and student loans. Lender Nellie Mae tracks student credit card use. The group found that in 2004, 3 out of 4 college students started the school year with credit cards. The average balance was just over $2,000, and that's actually the lowest number reported since 1998. Sonyika Calloway-Boyce knows what it's like to face credit card debt from college. She's the author of Crack the Code, What Every College Student Needs to Know About Money, Love, and the Dream Job. Recently, she spoke to NPR's Tony Cox about life and debt.
How much of a cultural issue is this? And by that, I mean peer pressure to spend, to do, to be, to go places that you know you can't really afford, but other people are managing to do it and you want to be with them. How much of that culture is responsible for the kinds of debt, indebtedness that young people get themselves into so early in life?
I would say it's huge. I mean, it is, as my friend likes to say, it's not huge, it's ginormous. I mean, it's really a large pressure. And here's the reality. I lived like a college graduate when I was in college, and I got to live like a college student when I graduated. So I, you know, couldn't possibly live on campus because it seemed like nobody else was. I couldn't possibly take the public transportation. I had to have the car. And so I did all of these grown-up adult college graduate type things while I was in college when I actually needed to be looking at the way I was living my life, making my decisions, so that when I graduated, I had the opportunity to do those things. I actually, on the flip side, had to find which of my friends had better credit than me so 3 of us could live in a 1-bedroom apartment. So it felt so unsuccessful outside of college because I was so quickly running to try to get to this grown-up lifestyle that it seemed like everybody was living. And it's truly a facade. It's not real.
You have a number of suggestions that are designed to help people from establishing a checking account, mm-hmm. how to pay your credit card debt, how to inquire about your credit worthiness, all sorts of things. But my question to you is, how do you get people, especially young people, how do you get them to pay attention to these kinds of suggestions?
Well, you know, one of the things that I say, and often I'll have parents of college-age students come to me and say, Sonyika, you know, can you please help my college-age student? They're just making some bad mistakes. And I say, here's what I suggest. I am not going to probably tell them anything that you haven't already said. However, I am going to tell the story. Because in the story, in the telling of the reality, it comes the opportunity for the person who's listening to have their own aha moment. I lived like a college graduate while I was in college. I am not going to pretend that spring break was not fun. I am not going to pretend that taking my friends out and going shopping and looking like the greatest thing on campus wasn't a great thrill and rush. What I will tell you and what I will tell anybody who's willing to listen is it was not cool to be 23 years old living in a 1-bedroom apartment with 3 of my friends. It was not cool to have to take the subway because I did not have the opportunity to qualify for getting a car loan because I had messed that up in college. And I can guarantee you that it feels much better when you're in the collective struggle, when all of your friends are shaking out the couch looking for change to go to Domino's Pizza. That feels a lot better when you're in college than it does after you've graduated with that piece of paper.
Does debt hit black people harder than whites or whites harder than blacks?
Do you know, I think that there are some definite realities that we have to face. I mean, clearly in the 21st century, we have gone and made leaps and bounds as women, as people of color. And the reality is we still have far to go before we sleep. And for women, as well as for people of color, I think that there are times and situations when being debt laden and having a heavy amount of debt does not serve us well because it takes a lot longer to get out of that situation. Case in point, I mean, it would have been easy for me to say when I was denied my dream job. I mean, I was qualified. I graduated from college early with honors. It would have been very easy for me to say it's because I'm black. It's because I'm a woman. It's because I went to a black college. None of those things were true. But because those things were part of my reality, there were some difficult realities of getting through that time that were just part of life. And so, yeah, there are some difficulties. So we need to be mindful, just as people in general, because what I'm finding now is, regardless of your socioeconomic background, regardless of your race, is that when you are buried in debt, it becomes almost insurmountable, so much so that many people just sit on the sidelines and believe, I can't do this. I can't get out of it. I might as well just reserve to the fact that this is going to be my life. And that doesn't have to be the reality, although it can feel like that.
Sonyika Calloway Boyce, great book, good information. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sonyika Calloway Boyce speaking about college credit card debt.